I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, the Supreme Court on Monday ordered California to reduce its prison population by more than 30,000 inmates over the next 2 years, even if that means freeing some of them. The court ruled that the overcrowding is so intense in some institutions that inmates are being subjected to cruel and unusual punishment, which violates the Constitution. We'll talk with a journalist covering the case and a prison reform advocate about what happens next. That's in just a few minutes. But first, we're following the aftermath of yet another of this season's deadly storms. On Sunday, a tornado devastated Joplin, Missouri, and killed more than 120 people so far. Search and rescue missions are continuing today. Another several hundred people have been injured. Well, obviously, much of the attention of the authorities is directed toward those missing and the many people who were most badly injured. We don't want to forget that this is a special time of year for students and families, some of whom had just enjoyed graduation, and we're looking forward to summer and all that goes with it. So we decided to check in with Carrie Sequeira, principal of Joplin High School. Also joining us is Corey Hounchell. He is a senior at Joplin High School, and he just graduated on Sunday, and they're with us from Joplin, Missouri. And I thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And Corey, let me just say congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you.
So Sunday was going along, what, as usual? Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
Well, I was, after the ceremony, we go into a separate room to get our diplomas, and I was getting my diploma, and some administrators came in and said that there was a tornado on the ground in Kansas. But it was moving really slowly, and they just wanted to give us a heads up. So I got my diploma, and I said goodbye to my friends and my family, and I headed down the road, and the tornado sirens went off. So I turned on the radio, and they said that it was on 7th and Schifferdecker, which I was, at the time, I was on 7th Street, but I was Schifferdecker's maybe 30, 40 blocks away from where I was, so I wasn't too worried. And then they came on just a few seconds later and said that it was on 7th and Rangeline, which is, maybe 8 blocks from where I was. So then I started to worry a little bit, and but I just continued to head home away from where the storm was. And my dad called me, and he was kind of panicking, which made me, realize, oh, maybe this is more serious than I thought. And so we ended up making it to a friend's house who lived right around the block. They didn't even know we were coming. We just ran inside and ran down to their basement where they were. And then maybe 30 seconds later, my friend's father opened the door to the outside, and there were huge trees down and everything. I mean, we just barely missed the storm coming through.
Mm, I'm so sorry, but I'm so glad you're okay. Principal Sequeira, what about you? Where were you?
I was still at Missouri Southern State University, where we held the ceremonies. We were just collecting things, diplomas, caps and gowns, and things that we use to make sure the ceremony goes off well, to collect them to get ready to be picked up the next day, my secretary and I. And there were probably about 100 to 150 people left in the arena. We were called to go down to the basement of the arena and take cover. It was probably 5:15, 5:20, somewhere in there. And we went down, and we started getting text messages that parts of Joplin were hit, but we didn't know, what area, because there was too many sketchy reports. After the storm kind of subsided, people started leaving the arena and driving back into town, and that's when I started getting text messages that the high school was hit and different parts of town. And as I drove up to the high school area and I saw Franklin Technology Center, which is our career center, and the high school, I just really couldn't believe what I saw. The Franklin Technology Center was completely demolished. You could not even tell what kind of a building it was. And the high school was very recognizable, but the damage was just tremendous. I mean, I can't describe it. You almost feel like your heart drops. And it was a total emptiness, because you knew all the people that lived around there, and there were so many that were homeless. And then to look at the school where all the things, we just celebrated 50 years of being at that location. And then the more you drove through Joplin, the worse it got, because it was just rows of houses and houses after each other from every kind of neighborhood and every kind of business was hit. It just was, you see things on television, but until you see it in person and you realize what you're really seeing, and you put faces and names to places and things, it's devastating.
I'm Michelle Martin, and we're talking about the aftermath of the tornadoes that hit Joplin, Missouri on Sunday. We're speaking with Carrie Sequeira. That's who you just heard. He's the principal of Joplin High School, which was substantially damaged. Corey Hounchell is also with us. He's a senior at Joplin High School. He just graduated Sunday night, just a little bit before the storm hit. Corey, do you mind if I ask, how is your house?
My house is fine, but I mean, literally 4 blocks north of my house, there's just, I mean, there's nothing. There's houses gone. It's just a field of just bricks and woods and just trash and just people's lives.
And as I understand it, your sister lives near the high school?
She actually lives like a block, like directly behind the high school, yeah.
And she's okay, I hope?
Yeah, her and her daughter and one of their friends was, they made it down to their basement right before the storm hit, and we hadn't heard from them. So the next day, whenever it was light, me and my family drove over to her house to see if we could find it. And, you know, honestly, it's really even hard to tell where her house was because you can't, I mean, there's no street signs anymore and there's no houses anymore, so it's, you can't tell where you're at. And we finally found her house, and it was completely gone, and their car was in the front yard just mangled and twisted up. But we walked around behind the house, and the basement was still intact, and you could see the hole that they had crawled out of their basement. But, yeah, she's okay.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, Corey, I'm sorry. This was such a happy time for you. You know,
yeah.
You just graduated, and you were looking forward to your party. And do you mind if I ask, what are the rest of your summer plans, or what were your plans, and what do you do now? Do you know?
Well, I had just started a job here in town at Lowe's, and which I heard was destroyed, but it actually wasn't. It was damaged. So I'm trying to help with cleanup there. This month, I had planned on just working and then taking the next month off before I go to college, but as far as I know, that's still the plan. I mean, my grandparents lost their house as well, so we're helping them clean stuff out and relocate. So for a while, I guess my day-to-day routine is going to be kind of interrupted, but, nothing too serious. I was really lucky.
Where are you going to college?
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know you're looking forward to that. And Principal Saketa, can you tell us a little bit more about just the people you work with and other kids at the school and, you know, what you've been hearing in the last couple of days?
The people I work with are doing pretty good shape. We have about 170 or so staff members all together. We've only been able to not account for 2 staff members right now. We haven't been able to make contact with them. But we're very hopeful that they're okay. Several of our staff members we couldn't account for a couple of days, and they were involved in cleanup efforts or rescue efforts or so on. But many of them came in yesterday, and everybody has, considering the situation, pretty good spirits right now because everybody's just wanting to help everybody.
Mm.
We've made contact with probably about half of our students so far, but we're going to continue to make phone calls, Facebook, and social networking, and text messaging has been a big help to get a hold of students, you know, coaches, sponsors that talk to their kids through text message to make sure that they know how to get to practice or games or whatever has been a big help. Trying to do the best we can to account for all of our students and then get them food, clothing, whatever they need, resources. We've got a command center here at North Middle School, and we're getting resources and supplies out to people there. And then in the coming weeks, we're going to plan next year.
The school year is effectively over, I would assume.
So, yes. Were
there any more days left for kids who weren't graduating?
Yes, there were 9 days left of school, and that's been canceled, of course. Almost half the students in the district were affected by this in terms of the number of buildings hit and the number of students that are in those buildings. So the last few days of school have been forgiven by the Department of Education in Missouri, and We're not sure about summer school yet. There's a good thought that might be a possibility.
And what about the coming school year? What do you do? The high school was damaged to the point where you can't use it at the moment. What do you think? Do you any idea?
Well, we have Old Memorial High School that's still left. It holds about 1,200 students, which isn't near enough to hold our student population. And we haven't decided what we're going to do. Back in 1984, there were 2 high schools in Joplin. And there was a fire at one of the schools, so they used the other school to do a split schedule kind of day where one school went in the morning from early in the morning till about noon, and the other school came in about noon and went late and, you know, into the early evening. So those are all possibilities and using some old ideas from that. We just haven't made any determinations right now. The main thing is East Middle School was badly damaged. And there's about 600 students in that school. And if it's possible to get back in that school, that would be a big plus for us because there's 600 kids there. There's 600 kids at Cecil Floyd Elementary, and that's a large part of our district population right there. If they can't get into those buildings, then that would cause even more ripple effect as far as the displaced students.
Well, thank you for speaking with us. You have so much to do. But before I let you go, I know you're so focused on helping everybody else, but how are you?
I'm doing okay. It's just been an adrenaline rush the whole time. Every now and then you sit and you think about people and you think about what's going on. And it's easy to get very emotional. But I've got a lot of support. The principal network that I'm in and friends that I have around the area have been awesome to call and text. And my wife has been a great support. We did lose my father-in-law in the process. My mother-in-law, she was remarried a few years ago, and her husband was in a nursing home, and he was badly sick and had Alzheimer's and wasn't well, and the nursing home was in the path of the storm. But we lost him. So it's been devastating from the family aspect too.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, our very best wishes to you. Obviously, the thoughts of the country are with you right now. And we thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Carrie Sacchetta is the principal of Joplin High School, which was badly damaged by the tornado that hit last Sunday, the line of storms that hit Missouri last weekend. Corey Hounshell is a senior, graduating senior at Joplin High School. As you heard, he just graduated on Sunday, and he's headed to college in the fall. And they were both kind enough to join us from Joplin, Missouri. I thank you both so much for speaking with us, and our very best wishes to you both.
Thank you.